Good morning and welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley and I am your host this week. We have been briefly reviewing some foundational stories from the Old Testament. Yesterday we spoke about the beginning of the conquest of Canaan, specifically the conquering of the city of Jericho. Many more great stories are recorded for us during the conquest of Canaan, but today we will review some events after the land of Canaan was taken and during the time of the judges. At the end of the conquest of Canaan, under the leadership of Joshua, the people were led by a series of judges that God appointed. This period lasted a little over 300 years. Some verses from Judges chapter 2 help us understand the state of God's people during this period. Here it says, "The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who survived Joshua, who had seen the great works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were around them, and bowed themselves down to them. Thus they provoked the Lord to anger. So they forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Ashtaroth. The anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them into the hands of plunderers who plundered them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies around them, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them from the hands of those who plundered them." As we see from this reading above, Israel fell into a pattern of unfaithfulness and idol worship, resulting in God bringing oppression upon them from enemy nations. When the people cried out for help, God would send a judge who would lead them into battle and defeat their enemies. Once the oppressor was taken care of, the people would again revert back to the idol worship and unfaithfulness to God. This pattern repeated itself throughout the 300-year period. One of the most famous judges during this period was a man named Gideon. The children of Israel had fallen into idolatry, and God was punishing them using the Midianites and Amalekites to come against them and destroy their crops and take their livestock. When Israel cried out for help, God sent Gideon to them as a deliverer. God provided several signs for Gideon to show him that he would be with him and ensure his victory over the enemies. Gideon then gathered an army of 32,000 men. However, God wanted Israel to know that the victory had come from him and not from their own strength, so he allowed those who were afraid to leave and go home. The Bible says that 22,000 men then left and went home. God still wanted a smaller army, so he had Gideon instruct the men to go down to a water source and drink water from it. Those who cupped their hands and brought water up to their mouth to drink were 300 men. These were the ones that were chosen to go against the enemy army. When Gideon came against the enemy, God caused confusion in the enemy camp, and they turned on one another, and the enemy camp was severely defeated. Often, people today act like the children of Israel did. They live worldly lives with little or no regard for the ways of God, but when they get into trouble and are having hard times, they call on God to help them. However, God seeks those who are faithful to him at all times. Gideon followed God's instructions, as is listed in the book of Hebrews, along with several others of the judges, as one of the faithful ones. In Hebrews 11, verses 32 and 33, it says, "And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms." Tomorrow, we will share some stories about the last judge of Israel, Samuel. Thank you for listening today. We hope that you can visit us at any of our services at the Oakland Church of Christ. You can find more information at our website, churchofchristatoakland.com. I hope you have a blessed day.